Praise
Blog
the Lord.
Talk Radio.
God is good. Hallelujah. We just bless the name of the living God. Good morning, my brothers and my sisters. I pray you had a wonderful week, a God-blessed week, and looking forward to another wonderful week in the Lord. And I pray that your service on yesterday was just reviving and there was growth. Amen, amen. So we welcome you. Remnant Ministries welcome you this morning to our 30-minute show. And we pray that you will find hope, encouragement, and comfort this day. Hallelujah. That you will be built up in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is truly good, and he's worthy of our praise. So this is the first day of the weekend. So what we're doing, we're taking time out, so just a portion of it, to give him praise and glory and honor his name and worship him corporately and identify with our brothers and our sisters who are in the Lord. And even those who are yet to come in, we welcome all of you, because truly the scripture says that God loves and he is the Father of all, the God of all, and all flesh and all souls belong to him. Amen. So, again, so thankful. And I think we have our guest with us this morning, Evangelist Peterson. Well, she hasn't made it on with us as of yet. But what we're going to do, we're just going to go into the scripture and we're going to read the word in here. It's nothing like hearing the word of God. Amen. And feeling it penetrate into our souls, because it's so refreshing. It's so refreshing. It's like a cool glass of water on a hot summer day. And I think we in the South understand that. Our scriptures for the morning will be Psalms 1:1-3. We'll read Psalms 23. And we'll also go to Psalms 24:7-10. And thus read the word, thus says the word of the living God. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Amen. Now Psalms 23:1-3. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So we took it down to the fourth verse. The next scripture we will read is Psalm 24:7-10. Lift up your heads, O ye, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Amen. Amen. And we're going to go to one that I had not planned, but it was laid in my spirit to read. And that's Ephesians, the 5th chapter. And we'll start at the 5th verse. And we'll probably stop when the Lord tells us to stop. Amen. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. 16, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Amen. So let that be our true meditation for the rest of the week. And just watch how God moves in our lives as we sit in a nice quiet place and just meditate on his word. Our thought for the week, just some simple words that we can remember. Fear not. Him able. Have faith in God, for he cares for you. And then you just take to yourself and say, he cares for me. Amen. Let us pray. Most holy and everlasting God, we give you glory and we bless your most holy name. Father, we thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your love and your care, your mercy. We thank you for your long suffering. We thank you for all the benefits. Father, before we go any further, we want to just ask that you forgive us for any and every sin that we have committed against you in word, thought, and deed. We ask and we repent for the wickedness, the bad thoughts, told us to do and we didn't do. We repent now before you. When we weren't helpers one to another, when we even allowed jealousy to come before us. And not only that, we act on it. Father, forgive us. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Plead the blood of Jesus over us. Strengthen us that we may be the children that you've called us to be, that we may live a life in this dark world, that our lives will shine and give you glory. Oh, God, hallelujah. We know that there are benefits for being and being obedient, for being your child and for being obedient, honoring you, not afraid that if we don't do something, this is going to happen, but out of love for you, we choose to obey your will and your way. Oh, holy God, hallelujah. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. For truly you're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our obedience. You're worthy of our care, almighty God, towards you and ourselves, God. You are worthy. You alone are worthy to be exalted. Ah, you alone are worthy to be extolled, almighty God. We thank you and we bless your most holy name. Oh, God, we thank you for allowing us to come into your presence this morning.
Oh, in your presence is where we long to be, Almighty God, never separated from you. Nothing is worthy, Almighty God, of us being separated from you. Oh, glorious God, we honor you and we thank you for your love, your mercy. Oh, Holy Ghost, have your way. Lead us and guide us and direct us. Let us hear your voice. Let us be attentive to what you're saying to us. Let us learn to speak when you say speak. And oh my God, and when you say be still, let us learn to be still, our God. Thank you now. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. And our brothers and sisters who are going through, God, your eyes see and you know. Though there are some that need comforting, we thank you for comforting them. There are some, God, who need healing, spiritual healing. There are some who need physical healing, emotional healing. God, nothing is impossible. Lord Jesus, you said that if we ask the Father in your name, ha, rebastico, you said it shall be done, so we're stepping on out on the shall be done, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, we can come boldly, knowing that you hear us, knowing that it's done, and we can give you glory, for you are the sovereign Lord, the absolute power, and the absolute authority. May we walk in love, Almighty God, and may we be peaceful, Almighty God. May we walk in assurance that your word is true. God, hallelujah, and that others can see the confidence that we have in you, Almighty God. Oh, Father, let your will be done in our lives. Protect our children, young God, and the older ones who are in school. Oh, protect them as they go to and from. Send your angels of protection around our children, Almighty God. Heal those that need to be healed. Comfort those that need to be comforted. Reassure those that need to be reassured. Give them the right direction. Lead them as they walk, Almighty God. Children are playful and they're not mindful. But God, have your angels to guard their pathway, Almighty God. And when they get into the classroom, touch the teachers. Meet them at their point of need, Almighty God. Give them peace and let the spirit of teaching come forth, God, and in a manner that each child can receive it and learn the lessons of the day. Oh, Father, we thank you. We ask you, Father, to remember our senior citizens, Lord God, who have lived a life of holiness around you, I mean for you and around their people. Now their bodies are feeble. Almighty God, those who are been assigned to care for them, let them not forget that they are these seniors that they are caring for are your people. Hallelujah. And you care for them. Let them not be arrogant. Let them display a love of kindness. Places that it's hard, stand, God. Send help, God, so it can make the work easy. Oh, comfort, reassure your saints. Surround them and give them a song from Zion. Oh, bless your name. Bless the facilities that house some, the hospital. The doctor, Almighty God, the technician, let them not lose hope and get arrogant and frustrated. Let them know that they are made. You have the last word, and we thank you for your wisdom
and your knowledge and your understanding. Bless the mother, God, who's caring for her children alone. Let her know that she's not alone, that she can lean on you. Glory be to your name, that she can lean on you, and you make the crooked way straight. Oh, Father, that you are her provider. There's no lack in you. Allow her to trust you. Oh, God, and know that you are able and you are willing. Hallelujah. Keep shelter and food and comfort and encouragement. Be all that she needs. And we give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Bless your name. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to grant traveling mercy to those who are traveling in cars, buses, planes, ships, Almighty God. We look to the airplanes and the ships and our cars get in, and we say our faith is in them. But God, we know that you and you alone should be our most awesome confidence. We have confidence in you so we can sit on the plane. We have confidence in you so we can trust the captain to sail the boat. We have confidence in you because those that are driving the car is being guided by you. Angels going forth to clear the path. Hallelujah. That all can arrive at their destination safely because of you. Almighty God, we thank you. We lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways we acknowledge you, knowing that you will direct our path. Hallelujah. Every plan we submit to thee, Almighty God. Because we know we make plans, but you do have the final say. So we lean and depend on you, Almighty God. There are those who are having to turn to attorneys, but we know that you are the one who guides the heart and the mind of the attorney. So we ask you to do it. Let them not be influenced or influence other people by their own selfish motive or desire. Let honesty come forth, integrity come forth in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Oh, we bless you today, God. And we exalt. We know, Father, that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in this day, because this day you have made and designed for your people. Everything that we need for this day has been granted to us. We receive it. This day, our faith in you, stronger, higher, Moseka. This day, some are hearing your word and will be saved and come to you and ask you to be their Lord and their Savior. We thank you for it. There will be some, a miracle will occur. God, and they'll lift their hands and say, only a God could do this. And they give their lives to you, Almighty God, wholeheartedly. They'll seek you with all their heart, and they will find you. Oh, Father, hallelujah. We bless you because we know, God, that as we come closer to you, hallelujah, we'll begin to look more and more like you.
and we operate in this earth as you would have your children to operate. We'll be examples for the world to see what it's like to be loved by the Almighty God. Oh, so we won't argue. We won't lose control. Because we know who we are. We're children of the Most High. Great and awesome is our God. They'll see the smile on our face when they know that we're going through a, where there's certain circumstances or things happening, but it impacts and influences them to look a little deeper and find you, Almighty God. That's what it's all about. Oh, God, we know that you take care of your own. So we thank you for the manifestation of it. We know that there is nothing that is impossible for you. Today is a day of reassurance. And yes, there are a lot of things going on. There are a lot of things going on. And we look and talk about the wickedness of this world. But if God's people will be God's people and operate according to the will and the instruction of God, God, we know everything will be all right. It will be all right. Hallelujah. So let us walk boldly in the knowledge that God is in control. And we can just relax in this week. And we can just, as we seek our God with all our heart and seek to please our God with all our heart, ask God to remove all preconceived teaching and thoughts and ideas, and Holy Ghost, teach us. Open our eyes that we may see. Let our heart be tender that we may do. And I'll clear our ears that we may hear the lovely, wonderful, kind voice of our God. Amen. This morning has just gone altogether different than what I had anticipated, and I've written it down. But I just love it when God has his way. Amen. God is so awesome and so wonderful. When I look into the heavens and I look at the trees and I hear the birds and I see the flowers, I just say, oh God, how wonderful and how awesome you are. There's none like you. And I'm so honored. I'm so grateful that you chose me to be your child. Say that. We can put our hands on our hearts and say, yes, sir. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, he does. And as we begin to understand and really hear that Jesus with authority, with assurance, loves me. Say your name. There's a song that says, not my mama, not my father, but it's me, oh Lord. We can say, because if I know that Jesus loves me, I know that he cleansed me from all unrighteousness. And if I know that he's working with me daily, transforming me more and more every day, strengthening me every area of my life, then I know that if he can do that for you, me, I know he can do it for you. If he can love me, I know that he can love me. So I'm not selfish. I'm happy that he loves you. But I have to be reminded that he loves me.
And when all manners of things begin to go on, and find people who will betray you, people who are stabbing, people who are not kind, people who choose to laugh in your face and mean you no good, instead of coming up against them, you can look at them and say, Jesus loves me. I'm all right. I'm good. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. But I choose to love you. Hallelujah. And I pray that you will begin to love you. Because if you love you, things you want to. Amen. And if you know that God loves you, you definitely won't do. So we thank the Lord. We give him glory. And we walk in confidence that we're forever in the presence of God. He sees, he knows. When we take our step out in confidence, my God got me. And without a shadow of a doubt. And there are things that you thought that you weren't good enough to do. There was no way that you could do it. But you're a child of God. If God gave it to you, he gave you the anointing to accomplish the task. And Jesus said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And scripture says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So all we have to do is seek to get into the word and just take that word, trust and in that word, and watch how that word manifests, and watch how you accomplish everything that God has laid for you to do. Oh, it's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. And it's all because of God. So my brothers and my sisters, I thank you for this time that you've shared, allowed me to share with you. I pray that found something in what was shared today to encourage you, empower you, impact you, and to encourage you to stand and trust God. Trust God. He's able. Have faith in it. Have faith in the living God. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Be reassured. Yes. Jesus loves. Praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you for allowing us to have this time together. We pray that you'll meet every need. Comfort, heal, set free, and deliver. Take every tear and put it on the bottom. As it's submitted to you in heaven, oh God, examine every tear. Glory be to your name. Joy of the Lord be your strength, my brothers and my sisters. Jesus loves you and never forget it. For our God is God, and besides him, there is none other. The Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless your holy name. Until next week, God bless.